Hey Cam, welcome back.
Hey Nathan, how are you?
Good. We had a good discussion last time. It was kind of, organic and wandered all over the place, but it was a good discussion.
Was it just you and Hart, or was it a
Mike
brand?
was, and I don't know if I can't remember everybody that was on the call, but it wasn't very many of us.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like Hart's coming today, so I'm not sure who else is going to come.
Have you had a chance to review the questions that were on the quarterly report for
Yeah,
IRSA?
I submitted it.
Yeah, some of the TSC added comments and questions on it. So I asked, my question is, have you had a chance to go look and read the
Oh
comments?
yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't. I saw that it had to do with plans on changing the names on the repo structures and on the repo branches
Do we use any of the terms that we were trying to avoid, like blacklist, whitelist?
Yeah, actually, that I wrote no because I don't know, but I don't think we do. Like, I couldn't confirm.
Well,
So,
I think maybe that's just the only comment you need to make is we don't know of any instances where these terms are coming up in the code right now, but we haven't checked. And the refactoring workaround also has taken. Or we've been trying to address the refactoring workaround also for continued project health before we try to address the terminology issue.
right, yeah, I'll have to write that down. I think Tracy was the one who wrote that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Mike showed us some of the non-crits 2.0 paper stuff last time, and we talked a bit about kind of what the status is on some of that.
Did he talk about any of the fixes that he promised?
I recall there were a few sentences said about what the status of that was, but I don't remember what was said right now because I was so interested in the non-crits 2.0 paper that I didn't pay enough attention to the other part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Did he share the document as well or no?
If you look at the recording, some pieces of the document were on the recording, but the link wasn't ready to publish yet, is what if I remember right.
Okay. Will it be published in under the IRSA docs or just independently?
I don't have an answer to that. It was clear he was preparing it for one of the code implementations you've been working on. There were a couple of terminology controversies where Mike was pretty adamant, like he wanted to use all and any instead of and or, and a few things like that. Where some of the syntax maybe in the paper was non-standard, but Mike had pretty good reasons for most of them, and the other ones were just cases where the standard's not, universal or published somewhere. So Hart was going to try to find a couple of examples to give to Mike of how to make some of the notation a little bit more standard. So I don't know when we'll see that paper. Probably just have to follow along with Mike to see when he's ready to share it. And also, I don't know where his primary publishing of that paper will occur because it's clear it's not tied to IRSA's implementation at this point. So he may publish it somewhere else where he already has some code.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, there's already I guess like the framework and stuff for an non-creds to in IRSA docs, and so I'm just wondering if you would put it there, but it doesn't have to be there as long as it gets done. But that's cool. I'm excited to hear about that. I haven't heard back from Mike. I messaged him, but I haven't heard back from him. He might be on vacation. So
Yeah.
yeah, I hope to get some feedback, maybe on or not some feedback, but just hear back about this Anon Creds 2 stuff and get to review it. Yeah, the basically the point that we're at IRSA is just we need to get that bug fix as soon as possible, and if we can get that fixed, then we can move on and do updates to IRSA, and that's what I'm looking forward to the most. But yeah, that's basically it. We have everything else ready for the vulnerability to be published and for us to like for the community to have the fix and then for them to figure out how to implement it.
Well, I don't have anything else to share for this call. So I don't know what agenda you had prepared, but it sounds like mostly we're just waiting to hear back from Mike. And then, you know, it'll be interesting to see if one thing to remind is last time we had a kind of a crypto winter where it was reduced investment across the board. It actually consolidated a lot of projects and it helped significantly at Hyperledger. Because a bunch of folks who would have gone off and coded their own stuff independently on their own actually took a look at it and said, you know what, if we share resources and effort on these things, we'll actually be much more successful. So one of my hopes is that with some of the reduced investment we're seeing from some of the larger vendors, that they'll actually take a look at their stacks and realize that they should share some libraries and tech. So if we're savvy about that, we can plug into those efforts and it will either help us with our upstream dependencies, because some of the upstream dependencies will be more used and more widespread, or it will help us with our efforts in a primary coding effort sense, because we will be able to either bring those projects in-house to Hyperledger or it'll help support some of those libraries as they get more attention and there's a little bit less diffusion in terms of everyone has enough money to try to code it on their own.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're seeing that with the vulnerability and seeing people come together to get that fix. I know that like people at BC and others are just waiting for that and are really in need of that fix and are willing to meet with us and do anything that we need to get that out there. But yeah, I don't really have anything else for this meeting. I didn't really have time to prepare anything. I got back yesterday and was doing stuff for work, and so I didn't really have much time to think about it during my vacation either. So I didn't really have much besides updating people on the status of the vulnerability and letting them know that we're just still waiting on code. So not much else to report there.
We're glad you had a chance to unplug. It was good reasons for not being around.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But I'll definitely try to put out some agenda items and maybe a paper to read beforehand by the end of this week on the channel. And hopefully I can get Mike and others to come out to the meeting and discuss that.
Well, excellent. Well, I don't have anything else for this call. So I certainly don't have questions or discussion to fill the time with.
Cool. Yeah, I don't have anything else. So I think we can call it a meeting for today.
And if anyone's listening to the recording, you should come and bring a crypto talk for us to discuss. I'm really, really interested in talking about threshold signatures and multi-signature schemes to make it so key management works better for people's identity wallets. Most people have more than one device, which means that any wallet computation turns into a form of multi-party computation. And there's a lot of interesting topics for Ursa when we start getting into that space.
Yeah, basically any crypto topic is welcome. And I'm sure there's no such thing as a dumb question here. Welcome anything, and any expertise level is welcome.
Bringing in more ideas helps us get smarter.
Right. Yeah. Everyone's perspective is welcome here. So that's what we're looking forward to. But yeah, I think we can call this a meeting, and thanks Nathan for coming. We will see everyone in 2 weeks.
Thanks Cam for facilitating.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.